Podcast audience, this is your podcaster Kenny Hodge with a take five on safety. Safety is one of those elements in the Postal Service that everyone is responsible for, but we have to break down how deep your responsibility goes if you're a bargaining unit employee. When you hear management consistently say safety is everyone's responsibility, that's a true statement, but management, as in postal management, has the overall responsibility to ensure safe work environments. Now, if you work in Columbus, Ohio, it's funny. They do this obvious pick and choose which safety violations we're going to address and which safety violations we're going to allow to continue because it benefits postal operations. And if you work in Columbus, Ohio, please do not listen to this podcast and act for a moment like you don't know what I'm talking about. But I want to say to the employees, to my brothers and sisters, mail handlers, clerks, maintenance, listen, if management can pick and choose which safety rules and regulations they are going to abide by, then why can't we pick and choose some safety regulations that we also are going to make it known that we're going to abide by? You see, every day we come to work, or before I go into that, let me ask you a question. And this is a very important question. Do you want a safe work environment? Now, let's not just talk about it. That's a real question that I want you to ask yourself. Or do you want a work environment that's somewhat safe? Meaning, you can violate, maybe, okay, I'll pick up this BMC with this forklift because it's not that bad, but it's still unsafe. So maybe I want a work environment that allows that kind of safety infractions. You see, we cannot be on the fence about it. It's either we're going to have a safe work environment or we're not. There really is no in between. Now, one of the things that I talk about when we talk about deciding what it is we want, let me just throw this in the atmosphere. If you like it, hold on to it. If you don't, just throw it right back. In maintenance, when the ETs are working on machinery, now again, I'm not in maintenance, but when the ETs are working on machinery that has electricity, they do this thing called lockout tagout. Now, lockout tagout takes an extra amount of time to do, but it provides maximum safety. I ask maintenance, do you use it every time you have to, that it is supposed to be used? No, you don't. I ask the clerks, operating a barcode sorter by yourself in operation while you're processing mail, your union has deemed that to be a safety infraction. Do you adhere to that? No, you don't. Okay. Mail handlers, you know that, and I like to use the BMCs being picked up by a forklift. You know that's not supposed to happen, but do you do it? Of course you do. In fact, we even double down and pull BMCs with long walkie riders. All that is unsafe actions. And if you do that, then you're saying, I'm okay without having a work, an accident-free, safe work environment. So I ask you to think about it. And if you really want a real safe, an OSHA guidelines safe work environment, then we have to make a conscious decision that that's what we want. And then we have to collaborate with each other. Notice, no management is even required for what we need to do. Then we collaborate with each other and make a pact that we are not going to violate XYZ safety violations, safety regulations. We're not going to do it, regardless of how much time it saves or anything. We're not going to do it. Hey, listen, 5 minutes on the podcast, take five.